Even Yerushalmi, according to Eben Bavli, Daf Lamed Vav, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel Amad Aleph, on the fourth line, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Tfeikai Taho, Rabbi Yossi, Metame. As Mishnah Megvai says that for any light tumor, for any suffix, whether or not he immersed or he didn't, or it immersed or it didn't, the suffix is Taho, Rabbi Yossi, is Metame. Am Rabbi Yossi, Taitame, Rabbi Yossi, Ela Meshum, Hoichach. Rabbi Yonah says that Rabbi Yossi is Matame only when there's evidence that the tefillah was invalid, in the last case mentioned in the Mishnah, when the mikvah was measured now and found to be deficient. Rabbi Yossi, the Amora, says that even elsewhere, where there's no evidence of Yossi, the Tana is Matame. Mechal Hashid said Rabbi Yossi, she say, Adu Rabbi Yossi, the Taninan, and Rabbi Yossi, Heyed, Avtulas, Bishem, Hamisha, Zakenim, Shesafik, Eiv, Kosha, Rabbi Yossi contradicts himself. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that Abtulus testified in the name of five Chachamim that a Sophic Eruv is valid, and here you say that Rabbi Yossi is Matam in a case of Sophic Tvila. Taman b'shem Garmei b'mhocha b'shem Hamisha Zakenim. The answer is that there he himself is Matame, here he's Machshe a Sophic Eruv in the name of five Chachamim. Seif explains it. That Rabbi Yossi is Machshir, he said in the name of five Chachamim, by which he himself disqualifies. Haben boy Meimer, Mandama Taman Taho, Amahacha Mutter, Mandama Taman Tame, Amahacha Asa. We want to say that the first Tano who says there Taho, here he permits a Suffolk Eruv, the one means Rabbi Yossi who says that there Tame, here he forbids. The Gemara rejects that even though the one who says there Tame, here he agrees that it's permitted, because Eruv has no source in the Torah, unlike Tuma. Rechina answers that there they argue only about Tuma Midrabanan, Leaning about Safik Midrabanan, but Eruv Tuchumim is Midaraisa, we're stringent about a Safik Daraisa. The Eruv Dvatera, and what's the source that Eruv Tuchumim is Midaraisa? Rabbi Yonasan, Omar, Koim Rabbi Chia, Ruba, Rishem Rabbi Shimon, Ve Rabbi Yossi, Ben Lakunya, Loikin al Tuchumim Shabbos Dvatera. Rabbi Yonasan said in front of Rabbi Chia, Ruba, quoting Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Lakunya, one of Siva's lashes for Tuchumim Shabbos Midaraisa. Amalei Rebechia Ruba Valai Ein V'Shabbos Elef Skila V'Koreis. Rebechia Ruba questioned this before regarding Shabbos as the only punishment of Skila and Koreis. There's no Issa that involves lashes. And as you say now, Shaboi Amalei V'Aksiv Shavu Ish Tachtov Al Yezi Ish V'Mekoyim Rebbe Yemashvi. Rebbe Yemashvi answered, well, it says a person should stay in his place. A man should not go out from his place on the seventh day. Amalei Maksiv Lai Alksiv. Rabbi rejected that, said no, there's no lashes for it because it doesn't say Lai, rather Al. You say now Amalei Maksiv Al Toichu Menu Ma Maksiv Lai Alksiv. Rabbi Yonasan answered that there are lashes even when it says Al. It's written about the Korban Pesach in Shmos Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Tes. Do not eat it Na, which means semi raw. There are lashes for it, even though it doesn't say loy, but rather it says al. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bavun, Afa Pikein, Zer Oymer Bishmuasai, Zer Oymer Bishmuasai. Rabbi Yossi Bavun said that even though Rabbi Yossi properly answered Rabbi Chia, he retained his position, and he retained his position, neither one retracted. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Sisata, Eruv also Isai Kasafi Kherish. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Sisata said they made Suffolk Eruv like a case of Suffolk deaf mute when one has no das. We need it about a Suffolk tumor when in boy das they show when no one with das is present. Rabbi Yimei boy at Kadoin retired by Rabbi Nisach. Rabbi Yimei asked, this is if the Eruv is intact but it left the tum or became tummy. Why in are Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Machshe even if it was burned? If tum is midaraisa, how can we be lenient? It's not here, so we cannot say that we leave it in its chazaka. Amar Rabbi Yossi Kenter Kaidama Rishia Hagi Uch Sif Tchumei Shabbos She'ena Mechavrin Medvatei. Rabbi Yossi answered, I answer you like Rabbi Rishia said that when you investigate a At the end, you'll find that Tchum of Shabbos, I'm not Midoraisa. Manaboy, Nichel, Abayim, Amma, Eni Mechuba, Abba, Salofim, Amma, Mechuvu. Mana question, this granted the Tchum of 2,000 Amas is not Midoraisa, but is the Tchum of 4,000 Amas in Midoraisa? Shimon, Barkasna, Vashem, Acha, Enecha, Mechuvu, Mekulam, and a Tchum, Shneim, Asamil, and Machane, so. Shimon, Barkasna, quoting Rabbi Acha said the only tchum that's midoraisa is 12 mil, like the machane Yisrael, like the camp of Yisrael in the midbar. Recounting to the next Mishnah, halacha hei, masna adam al eruvay ba'imeim bo akam min amizrach eruvay lamarav bim bo min amarav eruvay lamizrach im bo mikam al mikam lamakum she eretze eleich na bo lamikam al mikam havei nika v'nei iri. We stipulate about his eruv and say if Gentiles come from the east, my eruv is in the west. That's what I want to. If they come from the west, my eruv is in the east. If they come from both directions, I'll go where I want. Retroactively, my eruv is in that direction. If they don't come, I'm like the people of my city without an eruv. The Gemara says, "Kinimus nisa al eruva." The Gemara brings that our Mishnah teaches that one may stipulate about his eruv means plural, an eruvin. Amr v'laza man tana imbo eruvo v'meir. Another said, who is the Tana who taught that if Gentiles come, if they do not come, it's a Meir? Hidden with Meir, what wishes you of a Meir does he refer to? Havaya Amrin with Meir the Kiddushin. The Tamidim said this, with Meir who taught about Kiddushin. The Tani Ha'imer le Ishaway, or Kodeshis le Hamanas, Yod Gashamim, the Kodeshis, the Imlav, Enum Kodeshis. The Vaisa says that if a person said to a woman, you're Mekadeshis to me on condition it rains. If rain fell, then she's Mekadeshis. If not, she's not Mekadeshis. But Meir says, whether it falls or doesn't fall, she's Mekadeshis unless he doubles his condition. He adds that you're not going to Mekadeshis to me if rain does not fall. Therefore, here he needs to discuss if they come and if they do not come. We'll agree that he said to a woman, you are Mekadeshis to me after rain falls. If rain fell, she's Mekadeshis. If not, she's not Mekadeshis. If you say now would be Yosa, Yosa gave a different answer. It's Rabbi Meir of Eruvin. Even if he holds that condition, does not need a Tanai Kafel, a double condition, which is, as he said, from now or after. Yeah, he needs it. Let me say that if they do not come, he's a chamagama because he's a boot to the throne of the city. The Talinam, im safek, umeir, rabbi yoda oime, or he's a chamagama, rabbi shimon oime, safek, ha'iruv, kosha. As we see in the Mishnah, if it's a safek, means whether the eruv became invalid, umeir and rabbi yoda say he's a chamagama. Rabbi shimon say that safek eruv is valid. Amrav yasale, amrav meir, el al chomim. It says that Rav Meir said that the Tanai Kafel, the double condition, is needed only to be stringent. Therefore, if he did not double the condition in any case, it would be valid, but the Safek, and he would be in Chamal Gamal. Amrav Mana, Yehus, Be'eruvay, Enoi, Shelo Yizocholai, Eruvay, Shisekabini, Iroi, Nami, Nahava, Shekvar Nosan, Datoi, Laka, Vagra, 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 Iroi. Rav Mana supports that, because he does not have the trim of his Eruv, and that Eruv didn't acquire for him. Also, he's not like people of the city, since he already intended to uproot himself from the throne of the city. Achal Arishon in Mekadeshis, Yod and Shomim, Velasheni in Mekadeshis, Shrekosal Harishon, Estonoeb. Here, Yom Mekadeshis to me, if rain will fall without the double condition, he's likewise stringent. Before rain falls, she's not totally Mekadeshis to the first two of Mekadesha, and if someone else is Mekadesha, she's not totally Mekadeshis to the second, because the first didn't double the condition, so the first condition is not totally bottle.